Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord this morning. We are so glad and so thankful that God has allowed us to be here one more time. This is Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and we are a circle of friends. We know a friend who is closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. This is Friday, the 24th of May, 2013, and God is in this place, and we are going to get started in our prayer this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're here to empower a nation to bring healing to our nation through prayer. Let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Dear Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful for this another day, another hour. We thank you for your power, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We are glad that you are our hiding place, oh God. And Lord, today we just want to say thank you for just watching over us even last night when we slept in the very image of death and no harm came nigh our dwelling. We are glad because you are forever and you are not going to leave us or forsake us. And so this morning, we thank you so much because you said that I am that I am. And Lord, you had to swear by yourself. And Lord, if we don't have anybody else in our lives to depend on, we can depend on you. You are dependable and you are proven. And so we thank you for that. You're sovereign and you have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we trust you, Lord, and we put our faith in you today, oh God. And Lord, we know without faith, it's impossible to please you. And you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. So we seek you daily, oh God. And Lord, as we seek you, we know that we will find you, oh God. And so we thank you for Jesus this morning. Thank you for the blood and thank you for the stripes. Thank you, Lord, today for his obedience. Jesus, we thank you today that you have called us friend. And we thank you today that you are our good shepherd. And as your sheep, we know your voice and a stranger we will not follow. So we thank you, Lord, today for the relationship that we have with you, oh God, the personal relationship, the intimacy that we have with you, oh God, that we can call on you and we can thank you each and every day of our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, fall fresh this morning. Spirit of the living God, lead us and guide us and teach us all the things that we need to know. Holy Spirit, we just thank you today because you will even convict us of sin. You give us peace. You give us joy. And we thank you for that. You are our intercessor. So we thank you, God, for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. My God, we thank you so much because we know that we are blessed, and we are blessed to be here to be a blessing, oh God. And so each and every person, Lord, who comes to our prayer line, we're praying, Lord, that you bless each one. Those who are praying other places, oh God, on other prayer lines, on the mountain, in the valley, oh God, on the rivers, oh God, on a train, on a plane, in the car, oh God, in their homes, in a valley, oh God, on the shore, on the beach, oh God. We thank you so much that people are able to call on you, and we know that you can hear each and every prayer at the very same time. So we thank you for that this morning, oh God, and we bless you today, oh God, because your ear is not too heavy that you cannot hear us, oh God. And we thank you, Father, today that we are blessed, and we know, Father, today that you're blessing us to be a blessing for those who do not know how to pray, Lord, those who know how to pray and have become so discouraged, oh God. We know, Father, today that you give them a spirit of joy this morning, oh God, as we bind up depression and loneliness and feeling bad and sad, Lord, and we lose the spirit of joy. We lose the spirit of hope today, oh God. There's hope in you today, Lord. So, Lord, those who may be out there crying today, oh God, those who are down and out and feeling trodden on, oh God, we know, Father, today that you're their comforter. You're their keeper, Lord. So we thank you for keeping this morning, oh God, and your arms are open wide, Lord, beckoning people to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, for I will give thee rest. take my yoke upon you and learn of me, Lord. I thank you for the word that speaks that to us this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If you're heavy laden, just give your burdens to the Lord this morning. If you're down and out, give your burdens to the Lord this morning, because he can take care of all things and he does everything well. So we thank you, God, today for just being a trustworthy God and proven this morning, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus I thank you, Father, and I bless your holy and your righteous name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank you, God, today for those who have joined us, and we know that God is just doing such a wonderful thing, and let me just go ahead and get the names of those who have joined us this morning, if you would like to give your names today.
Brenda M.
Okay, Brenda M., good to hear your voice this morning.
Good morning,
God bless
good morning.
You.
God bless you, woman of God.
Good morning, this is Rita.
Good morning,
all right.
Minister
Rita.
Rita. God
good
bless
to hear
you.
Your voice this morning.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good morning, this is Margaret.
Good morning, Minister
okay.
Margaret. Good morning.
Minister Margaret, God bless you. Good to hear your voice this morning.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to ask those who have called out your names, we're going to ask you to pray this morning. So we're going to start off with Minister Margaret, and then Minister Rita, and then Evangelist Brenda. If you would pray in that order, and then we'll go from there. Praise God.
Oh, Lord God Almighty, thou ready to be praised. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much, God. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Glory be to you, Almighty God. There's none like you. You're so wonderful, God. You're so wonderful, God. Before I go any further, thank you. Forgive all my sins and create in me a clean heart and renew my spirit within me, Father God. Oh, God Almighty, thank you for blessing the prayer piece and Dillwin Circle of Friends prayer line. Thank you for blessing Pastor Darlene. Thank you for blessing and back mightily in Father God. Thank you for blessing Brenda M. And thank you for blessing all those who come on the prayer line. And thank God, praise you so much, God Almighty. It's so wonderful to know that you're so great, so powerful, and your mercy is new every day. God, I thank you so much, God, for helping me to be able to talk to you the right way, like all other brothers and sisters, and teach me how to pray, Father God. I need your help in every situation, Father God. Oh, Lord God Almighty, thank you for your promises. You said to cast all our cares on you, and you care for us. Therefore, I cast all my cares on you, all my troubles and everything you take care of it for me. I thank you, God, for directing my path, because I need the help also too, Father God. I don't know which way to do and what to do. I thank you, God, for helping me and giving me wisdom. Lord God Almighty, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord God Almighty, you are the wonderful God. There's none like you, and you're the almighty, powerful God. Father God, it's so wonderful to know that you're so good and kind to all of us, and there's none like you. And Father God, I thank you so much. It makes me feel so excited to know more and more about you day by day, and to know that you send your only begotten Son into this world, Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for what you've done for me and my family and my friends and everybody. Lord Jesus, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know how to pray, how to talk to our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for teaching us and guiding us in everything we do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You bear the sin we could claim by your powerful name. You give us the authority to claim anything with your, in your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood that shed on the cross to forgive us, to give us the power. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you do for us. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Good morning. Our Father, I come before you. First of all, giving you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, for giving me an opportunity to see a new day. Thanking you for an opportunity to be in your presence. thanking you, Heavenly Father, for the line that has been opened up for me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of your blessings that you've given each and every one of us, knowing that we are before you and knowing that we can bring everything to you in prayer. Heavenly Father, I also thank you for all of the opportunities that you've given each and every one of us and all the doors that you may continue to open for us. Father God, I also thank you for everyone on here and ask you to bless each and every one of our children. Father God, place a hedge around them and keep them and protect them. Father God, I also ask you to go into the hospitals and lay your hands upon each and every one of the people that are there that are in need of your mercy. Father God, you said that that we are healed by your stripes, and I pray that each and every one of these people that are in the hospitals are touched by you. Father God, I ask you to go into each and every one of the prisons and renew a new heart in each and every one of those people, knowing that what they've done isn't the end of everything, that you are a restorer and that you can bring new life into each and every one of them. And now it's placed into their mind as they're being released to go in your way. Father God, I also ask that you protect our president and also give him a new mind that he might be able to lead our government in a way that it should be led. Father God, I ask that you protect each and every one of us as we travel over this holiday weekend, that you have us be mindful of each and every situation that we might enter into and keep us and protect us as we travel on the highways and the byways. Father God, I also ask that you release all of your angels and to go before us that they might make any crooked road straight. Father God, these things that I ask in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, amen.
I don't feel no way tired. I come too far from where I started from, and nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I don't believe he'll bring me this far to leave me. Oof, I don't feel no way, no way, no way, no way. I come too far from where I started from. Started on the corner selling drugs. But nobody told me that the road would be easy. But I know I come too far. I come too far. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody happened to tap me on the shoulder to tell me that the road would be easy. Woo! But I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Oh, God, I just want to just say thank you this morning, God. Because, God, when I look back over my life and I think about where you brought me from, God, I'm not talking about where I'm at now. I'm talking about where you brought me from. Oh, my God, the streets of Jersey City selling drugs. God, living in abandoned buildings, even sleeping in abandoned cars. And, wow, God, if I would have decided to take a bath, it was outside in a fire hydrant. Oh, my God. But, God, I don't believe that. And all the killing and everything that was going on and all the stick up in the rapes and everything that was going on, God, that you would bring me this far. That you would even bring me this far, God, to leave me. And nobody told me that it was going to be easy out there. So I had to go out there and defend it and find out for myself. But, God, this morning, God, I just want to say thank you. God, I thank you, God, for anything that I did, said, or acted, or, oh, God, I might have looked at someone that wasn't pleasing to them. And, God, if it wasn't pleasing then, it wasn't pleasing to you. And, God, I ask you that you would forgive me, Lord, and give me another chance, God. I ask, God, that you bless and cover people all over the world. I pray, God, for the families, God, of this line, the prayer, praise, and deliverance, the circle of friends line. God, I pray for the outreach, seeking to reach the unreached. The One Accord Ministry, Find Grace Ministry, for all of those, God, that it's going to take, God, that if we don't get together, oh, my God. Somebody say, what a time, what a time, what a time, what a time. But, oh, my God, we got to get it together so we can get to that time, God, that we can stop the cries and all of the wars and the rumors of wars, God. We can stop the sadness and the depression, God. Oh, God, there was somebody laid down last night, God. Couldn't wait for daybreak to come, God. Oh, my God. But, oh, God, we're going to want them to be, their, oh, my God, that their nighttime is going to be just as good as their daytime, God. For those that couldn't sleep last night because of the incest that was going on around them, God, we're praying for our people today, God. We're praying, God. We're praying, God, for the stick-up victims that's out in the street, for the carjackers today, God. We're praying for these people, God. God, we lay our life on the line, God. We're asking you, God, that you would heal them, God. We heal them from this mental disease, God. Save them, God. Oh, God, bring them back, God, to where we know that they can be. God, oh, God, we're asking you this morning, God, to make changes in their life, God, in their mindset, God. Wipe away that spirit of the that spirit of depression, God. I feel it somewhere, God, somewhere. But God, we come, yes, hallelujah, God. We come, God, to bind that thing this morning, God. God, we come, God, to join hand in hand, God. Oh, God, to wipe it away, God. To let you know, God, weeping may endure for a night. Ha! Hallelujah, Jesus. But we want you to know that we're here to help you with some joy this morning. Ah, God, I say, hey, Lord, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, give us the breakthrough that we're looking for. Yes, sir. Oh, God. God, yes, God, we are the yes, sir. God, we are the yes, sir. Yes, Lord, we are seeing your spirit in right now, God. God, we are seeing your spirit in, God. God, we are seeing your spirit in right now, God. Touch God right now, God. Touch God. God, go by Minister Dorothy's house, God. Our Minister Janice's house, God. Our Minister Beverly's house, God. Our Minister Margaret, God. Our Minister Sonia, God. Our Minister Rita. Our Minister Tasha, God. Our Pastor Overseeing Bondage, God. Our Pastor Horsley, God. Our Preacher Boy Darrell, God. Our Minister Todd, God. Our Minister Showing, God. God, please don't leave my house out of it, God. Please, God, touch my brother James today, God. My brother Reginald's house, God. God, if I forgot anybody's name, God, would you please, God, touch it, yes, sir, yes, sir, God. Touch right now, God. Renew and restore, God. God, oh, God, Evangelist Lynn, God, this morning, God. Renew and restore, God. God, renew and restore, God. Yes, sir. Oh, God, wipe away that spirit of depression, God. You said that you came, God, that we may have life, and that more abundantly. Yes, sir. Oh, God, glory. Yes, sir, God. Yes, sir, God. Yes, sir, God. Yes, sir, God. And God, you promised me this morning that your ears are never too heavy, that you couldn't hear me crying out and calling upon you this morning, God. And God, this morning I'm calling you, God. You said we have not because we ask not. And God, we ask to you, God. Oh, God. Help us today, God. Help us today. In your name, Jesus. And God, oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, wherever is that, God? Please, sir, God, help us today, God. Our Minister Rogers, God, this morning, God, his brother Rodney, God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch right now. God, touch, God, touch, God, touch. God, heal. Yes, sir. Our Minister Linda, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. God, do it for me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, God, right now, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name. Yes, sir. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we did yes, sir. Oh, glory. Yes, sir. God, oh, glory. Touch our little Barbara today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Yes, sir, God. Our Pastor, oh, God, Yolanda today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Our Pastor Kim, our Pastor Marcianne, God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. And we praise and bless your holy name. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Prayers that have gone up already. We appreciate those who have joined us today. We know that God is in this place, and he's in us now. And he's using us for his glory. We thank you, Sister Brenda, Sister Margaret, and Sister Rita for being here early to get these prayers in, because it's important that we come to the Lord in spirit and in truth. And others who have joined us, we do appreciate you being here. And so what we're going to do is find out who else has joined us. If you would like to give your names at this time.
Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle Horst. Please give me your voice this morning.
God bless you all.
God bless you too, man of God.
Anyone else?
Good morning.
Pastor Yolanda, good to hear your voice today. God bless you.
Yes. Good morning, Pastor Yolanda.
I love you all.
Love you too.
Amen. We love you. Anyone else?
Yeah, I told you. I know they should have been going on.
Okay. Well, we thank God today for those who have joined us, those who are listening on Blog Talk Radio. This is Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, and we are certainly a circle of friends. And Jesus Christ himself says he's a friend who's closer than a brother. So we thank God today for that. And so this morning, just want to read a scripture. Then we're going to, I'm going to share what God has done this week. Amen. So first of all, I'm going to be in the book of Amos. And I'm going to start with verse number 3. And the word says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he hath no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing?" Verse number 5, "Can a bird fall in a snare upon the water where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it?" Verse number 7 says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets." This morning, I want us all to remember that we are working with our God. God is there for us, and he has shown us through his word what we must do. We must keep our faces towards him, keep that relationship towards him. We have to know that we are walking together with him, and we must agree with his word, agree with what he is speaking in this hour. Yesterday, there was a words of encouragement, prophetic word that God has opened doors for us, and we have to go through those doors and receive all that God has prepared for us. Then also earlier this week, I believe it was Tuesday, we were on this line, and I asked everyone to pray for the bridges. Bridges that would collapse, or a bridge that would collapse, because God had revealed to me during the night that a bridge would collapse. So this yesterday I was watching the news, and the road here, I-5 going towards Vancouver from my house towards Vancouver where I traveled a couple of weeks back, the bridge collapsed over the river. So God had us praying for that, and even in the dream I could see where there were lots of people who were being devastated and killed by this collapse of the bridge. But I came in and asked everyone to pray, and then I sent a tweet out that people would pray for the bridges. So God delivered. There were no fatalities as a result of the intercession as a result of the prayers, the fervent, effective prayers of a righteous man of God. So we need to give God some praise right now for the deliverance and the protection of those who are on that list.
Thank you, hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. We praise your name, God. We bless your name, God, for being faithful to your Lord, God, and your word, God. For being obedient, God, to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. God, we bless and praise your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, Father God, we appreciate you, Lord God.
We bless your name.
So we would know, Lord God, what to pray for, Lord God.
My God, my God.
We thank you, Lord God.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Lord God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God.
We praise your name,
God. So we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God.
In all the earth, oh God. In all the earth, Lord.
In the name of
you are magnificent, God.
Yes,
you're the one who protects, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the thing I would like to say is that, you know, many times people don't believe what God is revealing to his prophets, if you will. And many times people say, well, you know what? And I talked to one of my relatives, and they were talking about what dreams. Of course, they're very scientific. Dreams don't seem to mean anything, but they really do. God showed us in the Bible where Daniel, he interpreted dreams, and Joseph, he interpreted, and people, the things that he said would come to pass, those are the things that came to pass. So when God reveals things to us, it's many times for us to pray. A lot of times it's for us to pray. Sometimes it's for us to be prepared. We need to prepare for certain things. And so this morning I want to just thank God for that. And the time that this accident happened was, I guess, in the evening after the rush hour traffic. If there had been rush hour traffic at that point, I'm sure, or I don't know, God would have to have been there as he was. And I know he's everywhere, and he did this because we asked him to protect those who were coming across that bridge. So God fixed it where when the bridge did collapse, not many people were in that area at the time, and there were no fatalities. So that is phenomenal. And we just thank God for his blessing and for using us for his glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. So before we go further, we're going to find out if anyone else has joined us this morning. If you have not given your name, you may do so at this time.
Good morning, Janice.
All right, Minister Janice, good to hear your voice today. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Brother Daryl, this morning.
All right, Preacher Boy Daryl, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. God bless everyone who is here and those who are absent from the prayer line today. We know Brother Todd, he had a commitment this morning, so he let me know that he would not be here. So we thank God for just blessing him at the appointment that he's at today. So this morning, I would like for everyone to come in. I just believe that we would like to pray a special prayer for Sister Margaret. Let's pray for her this morning. Let's just, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, let's pray for her. There's a reason for that, so let's do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord.
God, what if you, God, thank you, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for your daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, thank you this morning, God, for
praise God.
I pray God.
right now, God. Cover her, God. Cover her.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Oh, God. What she's out
God, in the name of God.
Thank you, God. Father God.
Oh, God. We bind every human and every spirit that's a man. We bind that spirit right now.
Hallelujah.
We bind that using and deceiving.
Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You're an awesome ruler, Lord, and you're the one who gives us the desires of our heart, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, give us the desires of our heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, not only her needs are met, Lord, but everything her needs and desires, Lord. Give it to her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
and Lord, anybody else, oh God, who has a need.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God,
in your name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
We magnify your name, oh God. You are a magnificent God, and you are powerful, Lord, and you can do everything but fail, Lord.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Lord,
we thank you for that this morning, oh God. Glory to your name, God. We praise you this morning, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord,
Father.
You cast all our cares upon you, Father. Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
our
Lord. Praise our Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. All right. Before we go further, does anyone have anything you want to share that would be encouraging or something that we need to know this morning?
We thank you, Pastor Dolly, for the word of knowledge, the prophecy that the Lord said to keep your eyes open, that we were doing things that would genderless to nothing, or that the door would be closed on some things. And he certainly proved that out. We saw the manifestation of it. Don't want to disclose that at the time, but we've seen it very plain, some things that we were invested in and taking time with to see where it was going into the dead end. So I wanted to thank you for that word on yesterday.
Okay. Well, praise God. Praise God. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your divine protection, your divine wisdom, your divine knowledge, God.
Lord
God. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank God for sharing that word, Apostle Horsley. Anybody else with something you would like to share this morning?
Good morning. Sister Rita.
Okay. Sister Rita, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to give God all the glory and all the praise and all the honor, because yesterday that word that you said, it definitely went deep into my spirit, and I realized that there are some doors that I do need to close, and I'm just thanking God for opening up some doors yesterday for me with my job situation, and without just constantly thinking about what you said, I don't think that it would have dawned on me, you know, as deep as it did. And I just want to thank you and just give that testimony and just let you know that I definitely appreciate being on this prayer line each and every morning, because I am learning more and more. And I just definitely thank you. And again, like I said, I just give God all the glory, because, you know, there is a reason, just like you said, about he reveals through his prophet. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let's give God some more praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
We praise you. We thank you, God. We thank you
for the wonderful Lord God Almighty. Thank you, God. Thank you for
the wisdom.
Thank you for the
Glory to your name. I just bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord this morning.
Thank you. Pastor,
I just honor and glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Brother Darrell, I just bless the Lord this morning. I thank God for the word this morning, Lord God. Oh, my God, it's just so great. It's so wonderful when you can, you just know that there's something out there and then, you know, get into the line a little bit late. And as soon as I come on the line, you begin to read the scripture, man. And I just thank God so much because there's so much in that for me today. I thank God for that because there's just so much that had been taking place here in the house with me and my roommate. And I kept, you know, saying to him, I was saying, you know, don't let the enemy use you. You know, he kept coming after me with so much stuff. I'm like, why are you coming at me with all this stuff? I said, don't let the devil use you. The devil using you. And he would always say, you calling me a devil. You ain't got to say, I ain't calling you no devil. I said, he know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to that spirit that's in you that's trying to come up against me. But I would tell him all the time, I said, the Bible says that how can two walk together except they agree? I say, so some things we ain't coming in agreement with in this house, you know, it's the spirit up in this house that's got to come up out of here. And I just bless the Lord, you know, they moved him out of here on yesterday. They had got him a place too. When they told him they was going to move him, he got even more evil and started doing even more evil things to me. But I would tell him, I said, look here, every time that comes up against me, God would condemn it. I said, everything that you try to put in my way, man, God said, you will reap what you sow. All those stuff you try to do to me, but I just continue to pray for him because the word of God tells me that I'm supposed to pray for those that evil is spitefully uses me, uses my name, or uses me. And I just thank God this morning because there's so much in that word that's for me. I know it's for many other people on this line, but I thank God for just tailor-fitting that word for me this morning. That word is so for me. I thank you, Pastor. I thank you. I thank God this morning. My God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To your name, God. We
my
praise
God,
you.
My God, my God.
God,
we praise you. We bless your name. God, we
bless
you. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everything, Lord God, that comes up against you, Lord God.
Oh,
Lord God,
yes, God.
Lord
God. In the name of Jesus.
Lord God. You
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That you'll help me, Lord God, to learn to know who you are, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
I
thank
you
today, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
Lord. She was back yet a long time. Praise your name, God. You are awesome, Lord. You are so perfect.
Yes,
and thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
That today. Amen,
thank
amen,
you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to once again ask everyone who may not be speaking to the prayer line, if you would please mute your line. If you would kindly do the *6 button, we can hear Sister Linda in the background talking to somebody. And we'd really appreciate it if you would do *6 or hit your mute button. I've been trying to not have to call your name, but we have called your name because we know that God wants us to do things decently and in order.
Decently in order.
So if you would do *6 or either hit your mute button on your phone, and then when it's time to talk, then you can speak out at that particular time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you so much. Okay, anyone else out there with something you want to share this morning?
Okay, well, we're preparing, continuing to make preparation for the crusade in August, and I would like to hear from everyone sometime this weekend so I'll know where we are, where we stand, and what we're doing as far as the preparation to get there. We will be at Holy Tabernacle Christian Center, August the 23rd and 24th. The address there is 36 North 2nd Street in Fairborn, Ohio. Pastor Eric Henry is the facilitator there. He's the leader of that house. And if you decide that you want to go there and worship, and I would encourage you to go there and worship and listen to the Word of God as it comes forth, the phone number there is 937-878-4911. You can do that before we get there, because I'm sure he has services every week. So just give him a call there at 937-878-4911. Praise the Lord this morning. Now, this morning there are a few things that I would like for us to pray for, because, and we will not be able to get through this whole list, but we are going to start off with the spirit of anger and rage. There are so many people who have an angry spirit, who would do whatever they could to harm somebody. And God would have us to pray so that people's lives can be delivered. Here in the book of Genesis, I will be reading from Genesis chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's some background. Let me just do this. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. The word says, "But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen?" So Cain had become very angry when the Lord did not respect his offering at that particular time. And there are people who we know, they get angry about things that are happening, things on the job. I know people can be aggravated on your job. You can be aggravated by people in your neighborhood. Your family members can aggravate you, and sometimes in the store. I know I sometimes get perturbed, and I get a little bit riled up, not too riled up where I would be willing to beat somebody up or something like that. But the spirit of rage and anger can come when things are not the way we want them to be. So we're going to pray this morning that God will deliver whoever may be dealing with this spirit of rage and anger, that they will no longer have that in their lives. So let us come together and pray about this spirit of rage and anger today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Father God.
God, you come, God.
The anger, the bitterness, and the rage to
them. I'll leave the spirit, God.
The spirit of rage, Lord God.
The spirit of rage.
And the
mind of Jesus, God. And the spirit of peace, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning.
Father God,
we allow us to see it again. Yet another day,
Father God.
God, we honor the
Lord,
God.
God, in the name of Jesus, God.
We should go back to the pit of whom we came from.
But I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, Lord God.
Oh,
Father God,
and we pray
that you would deal with them, Lord God. Father God, put the anger and the rage, Lord God.
In the name of
Lord God, put conviction of the Lord God. Lord God, put conviction in his heart, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that the anger and rage, Lord God, would be removed from his life, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that you would help, heal, and deliver your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ,
and
after we pray this prayer.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, the next thing that I have here is envy. So we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 30. And this word says, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." So enviousness can cause you to be a very sick person. And will cause you to do some things that you know you shouldn't be doing. You know, I'm just saying you, meaning whoever may be listening or whoever this may apply to. I'm not talking about anybody in particular, but we know our hearts, and when we're envious, and covetousness is connected to that, I believe. When you covet something, you're envious of people, and that can show forth. You know, in the office, you can tell when somebody is envious. You can see the way they do things. I mean, they may not They may be trying to pretend like they're not, but you can tell God, I mean, he gives you the spirit of intercession and the spirit of knowledge and ask, you know, we have to ask God to give us a spirit of discernment. So that discernment will help you to know and understand when these spirits are in your office and in your workplace and even in your family, there's some people who are envious of those who are serving God because they are having such a rough time because they're not serving God. And then they want to talk about you and say mean and nasty things about you. And so we want to pray that God would deliver those who have an envious spirit, that they will come and ask God to forgive them of that thing, and then that they will have a spirit of love and joy and peace in their lives. We need to have some peace and not be envious of things because what God has done for one, he can do for another. And then God has certain things that he will do for certain people because they are the way they are, and God is just the way he is, and he does what he wants to do. So we have to trust God and thank him. So let's pray about this demonic spirit of enviousness.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Father
God. Every spirit of envy right now, God. That thing is
coming
to God, God. That thing is
to God.
That thing is to
God.
That
thing
is
to God.
That
thing
is to
God.
That
thing
is
to God.
That thing is to
God.
That thing is to God. That thing is to God.
That
thing
is to God.
That thing is to
God.
And we cancel and we send it back to the pit in our
Lord that
you came from.
Oh, you demonic envy.
We bind you. Oh, you demonic envy.
Thank you, Lord God. Sometimes people will hold that grudge for years and plot and plan to try to get even or to see something bad happen to whoever may have done something against them. And sometimes people, we may say things and do things that we don't know are affecting somebody negatively. And if something like that happens to you, somebody may say something to you and you may not like it, you can bring it to that person and say, have a conversation about it. And get it straight. Don't be holding on to that thing and let it cause your body to be rotten and things start happening to you. And, you know, sometimes people are sick as a result of the enviousness, the bitterness,
Amen.
And the unforgiveness and all these ugly things
yes,
that people are dealing with in their lives today. And so we want to pray that God will give peace and that those who are plotting against anybody, that they will let that thing go. The word says that vengeance is mine, I shall repay it, and that is the Lord God Almighty. He's the one who will take care of your enemies. And so we don't have to get back at anybody. You know, just love the person. As I heard Brother Darrell speaking this morning, you have to love and pray for those people, as I have done over the years, and see God bless people that have despitefully used you. You want God to bless people. You don't want to put a curse on somebody and speak negative words to people and try to make people feel bad. We want to say words of love. I mean, this I'm telling you, this world is in a bad place. I mean, I'm sitting on the train or on the bus, and I'm looking at the faces of the people, and you can see that in the homes that they have come out of, they have had some really bad situations in their homes. And so we want God to bless, and we want God to deliver. We want people to be happy and be full of joy, because when the joy is there, that you will have strength. And we know that God is there to give us some joy. So let me read this Proverbs chapter 6 and verse number 34. And the word says, "For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance." And so when sometimes when people hold on to that spirit of vengeance and revengefulness, they end up sometimes murdering and killing somebody and harming somebody in a way that that person will never be able to have a good life for the rest of their lives. So we don't want people doing things like that. We want people to have a spirit of love. Love your neighbors as yourself. Love those who despitefully use you. Pray for them, and then God will bring about some change in their lives. And sometimes people, when they see you loving them in spite of what you have they have done to you, they can be drawn to Jesus Christ. And so the ultimate goal is to see people saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and on fire for the Lord. So let us pray against this demon right now, the spirit of revenge. So, Lord God Almighty.
Yes, God. Yes, God. We bind
in the name
right
of Jesus, Lord. Every
God, we send that spirit of revenge back to
you. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. God, we place everything in the
God.
Because we realize, God, that revenge and jealousy and all of God has to go back. God, if not, God, it's going to destroy your own mindset.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Called out.
Thank
you, Father. Praise your name, O God. Praise your name, God. Praise your name. Glory to God. Now, one other thing I want to talk about this morning, and we're getting to the top of the hour, but we've been talking about the marriages, and we've been praying about that over the last few weeks, and so many times people don't realize that the enemy is causing division as a result of people fighting against one another. That's a spirit of division. And so God would have those who are married and those who have relationships to stop fighting and bickering and bringing up stuff that happened 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, yesterday. Let go of the things that would cause your life to be miserable. You know, it's such a short time that we live. You know, we only live a certain amount of years. And while we're here, we ought to have some love and peace and joy in our hearts. We ought to be sharing the love of God everywhere we go. When you spread some love, the love is coming back to you. The seeds that you sow are the seeds that you will grow. We need to spread some love around and stop all this craziness. It hurts me when I see, hurts my heart when I see people in a relationship, especially married people, living in under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, and you hate one another. You have hatred in your heart towards one another. And you just got to start loving one another. You've got to ask God to take out that thing that caused you to be in a place where you are today. If you have been hurt, the Lord God Almighty can heal that for you. You don't want to have to wait to get to heaven, and you may not make it there if you keep this unforgiveness in your heart. I don't know what's going to happen to you, but God knows. You have to have a spirit of forgiveness. If you can't forgive, God won't forgive you. So we need to get to a point where we understand the word of God and apply that word to our lives. I'm talking especially to those who call yourself a Christian. You live a Christian life, or when you say you're a Christian, you have Christ-like behavior. You live the way God wants you to live. You're not fighting in your home. And then I speak to those who are in the pulpit, who come to the pulpit, and you're teaching and preaching to the people, but you go back and you beat your wife up, and the wife goes back home. She may be a preacher in the pulpit, and she goes back and she's cursing her husband out, throwing things at him, just tearing up the house, all kinds of craziness in these homes. Behind closed doors, people are doing all kinds of foolish and mean and ugly things. And that does not make sense to me. If you love somebody, why don't you care about them and share with them and give them some good things, say some nice things to them instead of tearing them down and telling them that they're never going to be anything good and I hate you. That's a crazy word to be speaking to somebody you say you are supposed to be in love with when you get angry with them. That demon of division, we need to bind that devil up this morning. And That's what we want to pray about. So let's pray right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come against that demon of division.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, in these
Father,
marriages,
God, we bind that demonic demon,
Lord,
God.
All
God.
Land, Lord.
You are a demon of division,
God.
God, you have already let us know that a house that divided against itself cannot, will not, and shall not stand. And God, this morning, God, we come, God, because we are set on assignment by you, God, to deliver the vision, God, to work on the demon body, God, to bind that spirit.
We ran against the every marriage today, Lord God, that has division, Lord God, that little separation, Lord God, that comes to divide, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord.
You're awesome, Lord.
Out, Lord God, of every household today, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, for that woman, Lord God, that's in the marriage, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that's praying, Lord God, that's interceding, Lord God, on behalf of her husband, Lord God. Oh, Father God, for every husband that's praying, Lord God. Oh, Father God, on behalf of their wife, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God,
yes, thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm sensing that there's somebody out there, maybe in radio land. There's a woman who's being beat every day, and that is not of God. I submit to you that you need to find a place to go. You don't need to stay in that place, because if you stay there too long, death could come. And I know God is not telling us to divorce, but, I mean, to be beat every day, I believe it would be wise if you would go and be by yourself until God would heal your husband. God does not want you in pain every day, black eyes and swollen lips. God is not with that program. So I speak to whoever that is out there right now who is dealing with this kind of a situation, that you would go and be alone and get in the presence of the Lord. And begin to pray for yourself and pray for your husband, that God would restore his love in his heart, because God does not want you beaten, in pain, and mentally confused at this point of your life. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this woman, Lord. I pray, God, today that you will deliver and you will set free. Yes, Lord, you are the giver of peace. And we know, God, today that love is of God and God is love, and those who do not love are not of God. So I pray, God, today for a special blessing upon this woman, oh God, that you will protect her, Lord, that no harm will come nigh her as she finds a place to go, a place of refuge, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I pray that the husband will spend time in prayer, Lord. Spend time asking you to help him with his spirit of anger, Lord, and his spirit of fighting and destroying his wife, Lord. I pray, Lord, today for this couple, Lord, that you will heal and you will deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And there's somebody out there who is shacked, and you're not even married to the man that you're being beaten by. And I just want to encourage you to make a good decision for your life. Make a decision to walk away and ask God to help you to take care of yourself. He will take care of you. The man may be bringing the money into the house, but you don't have to stay there and continue to be beat because you're not even married to this guy. So, Lord God Almighty, I just pray for wisdom. I pray for strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, everybody, just come on in. We need to pray for this young lady who's out there, who's in this relationship, who needs to be delivered from this relationship. And come out and be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Monica,
in the name of Jesus, God, you said in your word, God, that
why is everybody know that God is not in the fall, God, that she can't get better and more better right now. In the name of Jesus, God, touch her, God, right now. Heal her mind, God. Heal her body, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, and we believe in you, God.
In the name of Jesus, God, we pray this generation of her child. In the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Oh, Father God,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In these lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the prayers, Lord God, that are being answered. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord. Praise your name, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise your name, God. Our God is a deliverer, and he's the one who sets the captives free. And there is power in prayer. That's why I'm just so glad for everyone who comes to this line, whatever time you're here. I thank God for you, because God is using us to bring deliverance and healing. And even as we prayed about that bridge, before the bridge here in the state of Washington, before that bridge went down, God gave it to us that we needed to pray. And God delivered that nobody, not one casualty, not one fatality. As a result of that, that is profound. And I'm telling you, we need to keep this going, because there is so much that is going on in this earth today. So many people who are being destroyed by their own lives are being destroyed by themselves. They're doing it themselves. And so we have to continue to pray. People in the body of Christ are struggling in their walk with Jesus, struggling in the things that they know they need to do and change, but the enemy has them trapped, and the enemy has a lot of people feeling like, well, I don't want God anymore. But that is not a good thing. People who are feeling that way, you need to call somebody who is spiritual, somebody who can build you up in the Holy Ghost and help you to make that walk with God in a good way. So we thank God today for that. Before we leave, is there anyone else who has joined us this morning and would like to give your name?
Morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Minister Dorothy. God bless you.
Can you hear your voice today? God bless you.
Thank you.
Pastor, this is Yolanda, and I know we're at the top of the hour, but can I say something about the young lady that you're praying for in a relationship?
Yes, ma'am.
I thank and praise God, because I was in a relationship like that, and the abuse is no fun, and you don't know which way to turn, and you don't have nobody, you don't want to tell anybody. But God gave me a scripture, and I don't know where it's at, and it says, let the wheat and tares grow together, and they're separating, that he would do the separating. And I honestly can tell you that I heard God speak to this young man and told him that he was a hindrance in my life. I know you're going to be afraid to step out on your own, but just go. Please just go. Don't stay there. You don't have to take the abuse. You are a queen. I promise you, you're a daughter. You belong to God, and God will not forsake you. He will not fail you. He definitely ain't going to leave you, and he will be your lover. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Yolanda. Thank you so much for sharing that this morning. And we know that people will be listening. Some are listening now. Some will be listening later as these sessions are recorded. And I can see where people are coming in to listen to the sessions that we're doing. So we thank God for these prayers that are being heard around the world and being felt around the world. And we must keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. So we're going to keep God first in our lives and keep these prayers going. Stay in the Word. Continue to do your fasting, because sometimes that fast is so important in order to see some major change come in the lives of the people. So as speaking of fasting, I'm asking, let's see, I will be doing a fast as of June the 2nd, Sunday the 2nd through Saturday the 8th. So those who would be willing to join me, I would appreciate it. And we will be praying that God will bless us with more of the anointing so that people's lives can be changed and that healing can take place. Healing is a major issue in this day and age. So many people who are on medications and going to the doctor and not really believing God like we should. We really need to believe God for the healings that need to take place in our lives. And we're going to be fasting that week, June the 2nd through the 8th. So I ask you to prepare yourselves. I'm giving you a little bit of time to get yourself, your mindset ready, because a seven-day fast is not something that we just do normally. But we're going to ask each one to help us in this situation to pray for those who are sick. And I will be bringing scriptures that we will be studying during that week. So, dear Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, so much for what you have done this week and today alone, Lord. The fact that you allowed us to get up and be able to pray, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for every sister and brother, every mom and dad, the nieces and nephews, the aunts and uncles who are out there, Lord, who need you, Lord, that you're bringing them to a place of repentance and submission to you. So, Father, we thank you so much for just blessing these prayers to be prayed, oh God, and that you're moving through these prayers, oh God, that you're changing lives, Lord. And we realize that the enemy is out there. The witches, the warlocks, and the wizards are trying to stop what we're doing. But we thank you, God, today we have power and authority over them. And we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as your servants, Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. So we pray, God, today that as we leave, Lord, and we prepare for tomorrow's broadcast, that you will bless us, Lord, to come back at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Lord, to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that people will listen in and be blessed by the word. And so, Lord, as we go, we will pray that you go with us, and we know that you won't leave us and that you will not forsake us. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's rejoice in the Lord before we go, and everybody have a blessed
day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallujah, hallujah.
Glory to
God.
God,
we thank you.
God, we just honor and glorify you, Lord God.
Lord, we
Everybody have a beautiful weekend, and we hope to hear you online tomorrow. Praise God. 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Amen, amen, amen.
Bless, minister the word, sow the seed.
Amen,
amen,
amen. Everybody have a blessed and prosperous weekend.
Amen. You too, Sister Janice. God bless you.
Prosperous memorial.
Amen. We will be online Memorial Day, same time, same station, 8 o'clock in the morning, Monday.
Amen.
Amen.
You're invited to join a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. Find out more by joining our circle of friends. Contact us, email Evangelist Darlene at dbundage@yahoo.com. That's dbundage@yahoo.com. Once again, thanks for listening to our prayers for our nation here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Hour of Power of Prayer. You're invited to join us again next week for more prayer for our nation.
We were made to love and be loved.
Amen, amen. Thank you for joining Blog Talk Radio.